Welcome to Chapter 4 in Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. Let's start with a random question. When you were a little kid, why did you clean up your room? Was it because you knew you'd be punished if you didn't, or because you knew you'd get ice cream if you did? Was it because you wanted the people around you to like you, or because everybody in society knows that clean rooms are good? Or was it because you took it upon yourself to keep a clean room, not for reward or punishment or to fit in, but because a clean room shows respect for the people around you, and a clean room affects the people around you too? Doing media ethics isn't about a clean room, of course. My example is about the motivations behind a simple yes or no thing, clean room or not. Or, do I publish the news story or post the tweet? Or, do we do this persuasion campaign? Or, do we hire this actor or not? The bigger question is, what's the reasoning behind the decisions you make? This bigger question is part of the third question in the 5 W's and H list, who wins and who loses. When you raise that question, you consider the short-term and long-term consequences that your decision may have on all the stakeholders who may be affected. To answer that question, you have to start by listing all the stakeholders. To create an accurate and complete list of stakeholders, you have to be empathetic, to be sensitive to the presence, interests, and needs of others. And to be empathetic requires moral development. In this chapter, you'll see several approaches to thinking about moral development. You'll meet William Perry, who describes how college students and other young adults become morally developed. Related to that is Mary Belinke, who uses that approach to think about a woman's way of knowing and expressing themselves. You'll meet Lawrence Kohlberg, whose levels of moral development are based upon rights and justice. You'll hear from Carol Gilligan, who says that morally developed people focus on care and community connectedness. And you'll hear from James Rest and his colleagues. They look at moral sensitivity, judgment, motivation, commitment, character, and implementation. He and his colleagues argue that it's one thing to decide to do what's right, and another thing to actually do it. You might think it's strange for a book on media ethics to devote so much attention to moral development and theories from education and social psychology and child development. But it makes perfect sense. The more morally developed you are, the more likely you are to take other people's interests into consideration. What you'll learn is that most moral people, the best media practitioners, move beyond focusing on themselves and instead think about others. They recognize the decisions they make will affect others, and sometimes people they will never meet. Once you begin thinking about who wins and who loses, and doing that with empathy and higher levels of moral development, you'll be taking the next step in doing ethics.